Joining us right now on the hotline, a guy who I think I've followed his entire career extremely closely. I think I might have even stalked him a few times. You know him from Full House, Uncle Danny Tanner, America's Funniest Home Videos. My favorite, though, The Aristocrats. The one and only Bob Saget. Bob, thank you so much for taking time out.
Thank you. My pleasure. I think it was Uncle Danny Tanner. I think it was the dad Danny Tanner. It was Uncle Danny to nobody, I think.
Right.
I don't know why I had to correct that. I had no idea. But there might be four people listening. Oh, he wasn't the uncle. He was the dad.
Well, you know what? A lot more than four, because that thing, is that the show that just never dies?
It will not die. It is a Terminator of sitcoms. there are new children being born right now. There are heads crowning and the kids saying, I need to watch the Michelle show.
Now, Bob, the thing I love about you is you are the complete polar opposite of what everyone in, you know, just regular everyday America knows, because you're a stand-up comic at heart. That's how you started. I mean, can you take us through the progression?
Well, when I came out to L.A., I was actually 17. Wow. And then I moved back when I was 22 because I went to film school. So at 21 years old, I was back in L.A., working for free at the Comedy Store, and I'd become friends with Gary Shandling and was sitting in the back of the room at the Comedy Store, and Mitzi, the owner, had asked me to become a regular. So the people that I would see on every night were David Letterman, Michael Keaton. So then I started hosting the Comedy Store. So for 7 years, I would host the Westwood Comedy Store, which is no more, and the Original Room Comedy Store, and I'd be bringing Richard Pryor up on stage and Eddie Murphy, and it was just quite amazing in an education that you can't even explain to anybody. And it was that comedy boom that we're kind of starting to see again in its own way because of the way the world is right now. This was comedy rock and roll. This was after Steve Martin had stopped doing his arenas.
Yep.
Freddie Prinze was no longer alive, and that's when I started. So
you were right at the time, Bob, not to interrupt you, but you were talking like Harris P was the doorman over at comedy, right, at the Comedy Store? And you had guys running around like Louis Anderson. You had, I believe, Robin Williams was just getting his start.
I met Robin when I was 22, and he was one of the reasons why I even wanted to do stand-up. I spent a lot of time with him. It's been a very poignant, difficult couple months with the loss of Joan Rivers and Robin. It's a very, very strange time in comedy, which makes me want to do it even more.
I don't know if it's just because I'm old school or what, but you talk about the names that we just mentioned. I don't think there'll ever be another class like that, because Letterman, Leno, Pryor, we just mentioned Robin Williams. Can you take people back, though? Because I think Louis Anderson put it the best last week, because we were talking about Robin, and he said when Robin got on stage, it was like this orb, this magical orb that just kind of sucked the life force out of the whole room and just became the center of attention. Can you explain what it was like to see that guy for the first time?
I would say it in exactly his words, and then I don't have to have any responsibility for my own. he was the biggest comedy fan of all time. In so much, he was also able to absorb everything he'd ever seen comedically and replicate it. So he was an incredible mimic, as well as his mind was so advanced. The Rolodex that went on in his consciousness was tenfold of most anyone that can exist.
I don't know what it is about comedians, and maybe that's why I love you guys so much, but is there ever a part of you that, you know, you got to stop trying to please people, you just got to stop trying to make people laugh and just sort of take care of yourself? Because I notice you guys, some of you are the most unselfish people I've ever seen.
Well, that's a very long question, and it's a smart question, and it's true. You know, every bit of therapy you would possibly want to do says you got to take care of yourself first. You're
right.
Not good to anybody else. And Robin certainly had the output of more people in one lifetime than a million people could even do. He could move a mountain, this guy.
Right.
And I had a sister who had scleroderma, and she passed away from it, and I'm on the board of the Scleroderma Research Foundation, and Robin did the very first benefit and did 30 years afterward. He did 7 more times, and they've raised $30 million, and there was no ice buckets used in order to do that,
right?
Which is also admirable, by the way.
Yep. And no one found out about it either, which is the thing that I love.
You're right. Robin was very humble about it. Robin wanted to help. We all knew that this was a meteor that no one would want to capture. You didn't want to harness his energy. You wanted to utilize it. And last time I saw Joan Rivers was at her house when she was having me do her thing, sleep over in bed with Joan or whatever.
Yep.
And it wasn't her bed, thank God, because there was some kind of dust mite. But her loss is another deeply, deeply felt hard time. And again, it doesn't make me want to get on stage and do eulogies, doesn't make me want to get on stage and go, oh, look at the world, we have to destroy ISIS. You know, this is not what I'm here for. I'm here to give an audience the most fun they can have and forget for an hour that there's anything but, you know, a nice time to be had, because the world, as you know, is turning into a more difficult place exponentially, and it always has, but this is particularly, we're getting particularly hazed by a lot right now.
The voice you're listening to, that of the incomparable Bob Saget, 24.
No, that's your voice. That's your voice that I heard just now. Tell your full name.
Phil Izetta.
But say your whole full name, though.
Philip Izetta.
Izetta.
Izetta
or is Izetta?
Izetta.
Okay, so the voice you're listening to right now at the moment is Bob Saget, but the other voice you've been listening to is Phil Izetta.